The broad vista of waving grasses, dotted here and there with open park-like woods, and in the far distance, in the winding line of green shrubbery, that denoted a river, appeared to the European a veritable heaven. The Hun smiled in his relief, passed a cheery word with his lieutenant, and then scanned the broad plain with his field glasses. Back and forth they swept across the rolling land, until at last they came to rest upon a point near the centre of the landscape and close to the green-fringed contours of the river. "We are in luck," said Schneider to his companions. "Do you see it?" The lieutenant, who was also gazing through his own glasses, finally brought them to rest upon the same spot that had held the attention of his superior. "Yes," he said, "an English farm. It must be Greystoke's, for there is none other in this part of the British East Africa. God is with us, Herr Captain." "We have come upon the English Feinhund long before he can have learned that his country is at war with ours," replied Schneider. "Let him be the first to feel the iron hand of Germany." "Let us hope that he is at home," said the lieutenant, "that we may take him with us when we report to Kraut at